This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Government has stepped up sale of small 5 kg LPG cylinders, which is available across the counter at LPG distributorships on showing valid ID proofs. Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has said that about 6.6 lakh bottles of 5 kg LPG cylinders have been sold since 23rd of March after government ramped up supplies to meet the demand. Unlike the subsidized domestic 14.2 kg cylinders, 5 kg cylinders are priced at market rates and do not require any address proof for procurement from a nearby LPG distributor. The ministry said there are no reports of shortages at LPG distributor points, with more than 51 lakh domestic cylinders delivered on 4th of April and online bookings accounting for 95% of the total demand. The Indian-flagged LPG tanker Green Asha successfully crossed the Strait of Hormuz near Iran, marking it another Indian ship to pass through the strategic waterway since tensions escalated in the Gulf region. Iran had closed the strait following the outbreak of conflict with the US and Israel. The route handles about 20% of the global petroleum trade, making it vital for energy supplies. However, despite risks, Indian vessels have maintained strong activity. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke to Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi and Qatari Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani yesterday. They discussed the ongoing situation due to the West Asia conflict. Dr. Jaishankar also held a phone conversation with UAE Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Amid the ongoing war in West Asia, Air India has suspended its flights to Israel. An Air India official said the airline has suspended flights on the New Delhi-Tel Aviv route till 31st of May. Most of the leading airlines have suspended their operations on the Tel Aviv route, with only Israeli carriers operating under severe restrictions. The Indian mission in Tel Aviv has been assisting those looking to travel through various means. India has sent humanitarian aid and disaster relief materials to Afghanistan, which is currently facing a difficult situation due to recent floods and earthquakes. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry said the aid includes kitchen sets, hygiene kits, plastic sheets, tarpaulins, sleeping bags and other essential items. The ministry said that India stands in solidarity with the people of Afghanistan and remains fully committed to extending humanitarian assistance and support during this challenging time. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to destroy Iran's power plants and bridges if it failed to meet his Tuesday deadline to reopen the Strait of Hormuz to all shipping. He repeated an earlier threat to unleash hell, but told U.S. media there is a good chance of a deal being reached with Tehran. Iran has halted normal transport activity through the vital Strait of Hormuz, leading to skyrocketing global oil prices and fears of high inflation around the world. Campaigning for assembly polls has intensified in 4 states and 1 union territory, with top leaders from all political parties holding rallies to woo the voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address 3 election rallies in Assam today. He is scheduled to subsequently address rallies at Hojai and later in Dibrugarh, covering key regions of the state in a single day. In Puducherry, election campaign has entered its final phase and top national leaders are in Puducherry today to intensify outreach and rally support for their party candidates, holding roadshows and public meetings across key constituencies. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with other senior BJP leaders including Amit Shah and BJP President Nitin Naveen, wished their party workers on BJP's 47th Foundation Day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the party has always been at the forefront of serving society, guided by the principle of India first. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty declined in early trade today as crude oil prices climbed amid fears of further escalation in the West Asia due to the ongoing conflict. The Sensex declined by 345 points to 73,976. Nifty was trading at 22,616, down 91 points in the early trade. And that is the end of this news bulletin.